I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Classes halted anew in Iloilo City schools. Iloilo City, public schools in Iloilo City, including higher education institutions, HAIS, have suspended face-to-face classes for 2 days amid the dangerous heat index forecast by the State Weather Bureau. City Mayor Jerry Trenas, in a Viber message on Wednesday evening, April 24, said he is constrained to suspend all classes at all levels in both public and private schools and universities for Thursday, April 25, and Friday, April 26. He cited the two-day heat index forecast of 43 degrees Celsius by the Philippine Atmospheric, Geophysical and Astronomical Services Administration, PAGASA, for Iloilo City. Despite not issuing a new executive order for the suspension of on-site classes, school administrators in the 67 public schools in the city opted to suspend face-to-face classes as a precautionary measure. In case children will need to visit school, parents should give consent or accompany children, Ma. Luz de los Reyes, SDO Iloilo City Superintendent, told the Manila Times. Among the HAIS in the city that have suspended in-person classes are West Visayas State University, Central Philippine University, and Iloilo Science and Technology University. While education is a priority for me, the health of my beloved Ilonggos is still of foremost concern to me. Life is more important than education, the city mayor added. A 43 degrees Celsius heat index is categorized as dangerous, which could result in individuals experiencing heat cramps, heat exhaustion, and prolonged exposure leading to heat stroke. Trenas also urged the Department of Health to prioritize patients affected by the heat wave and to actively promote public health awareness during the extreme heat conditions. Trenas had earlier said he will no longer issue further executive orders for the suspension of face-to-face classes, citing instructions from the Department of Education, DepEd, not to intervene with students' classes. The city mayor's pronouncement came after DepEd on April 12 announced that all public schools nationwide will shift to asynchronous classes or distance learning on April 15 to 16.